Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Steve Lash of the Daily Record. Steve, it seems early in this campaign, but of course it isn't, and particularly not, I think, for candidates who are running for attorney general of the state, because it's sort of a down ballot office, but a very important one. Remind us of what the attorney general of the state does.
Well, the attorney general's primary function is to represent the state agencies before state and federal courts. And many famous politicians that have been attorneys general of Maryland. Joe Kern, for attorney general for life.
Who went on to be the lieutenant governor.
Yes, and also on the downside, Roy Jatani, who became chief justice of the United States and wrote the Dred Scott decision.
Well, tell us who the candidates are this time.
All four announced candidates are Democrats. Senator Brian Frosch of Montgomery County, Bill Frick, Delegate Bill Frick of Montgomery County.
Of the same district, I think, that Frosch represents.
Yes, yes. Delegate Aisha Braveboy of Prince George's and Delegate John Cardin of Baltimore County.
Well, the race does have some interest for the inside political observers, I think, because you get another opportunity to see the power of name recognition.
John Cardin, some campaign literature says, elect Cardin. You don't know whether he's talking about John Cardin or his more famous uncle, Ben Cardin, the U.S. Senator from Maryland.
I wonder why he would have done that.
Oh, well, if you got the name, you might as well flaunt it.
What about the background and record of these, particularly these two candidates who are most prominent? I think it seems to me that Senator Frosch has served much longer, for one thing, and yeah. I think he's been on a committee that deals with legal matters. And I'm not sure that's true of John Cardin.
Yes, Senator Frosch, Senator Brian Frosch, again, Democrat of Montgomery County, is the chairman of the influential Judicial Proceedings Committee, which handles much of the hot-button legislation that goes through the General Assembly. In the past year, he handled legislation on repeal of the death penalty, same-sex marriage, and the pit bull legislation.
And I think the gun control legislation.
And I'm sorry, yes, of course, the gun control legislation.
And we should say that every expectation would be that the Republicans would have a candidate at some point. More than one. I mean, who knows?
That is the prediction. But up till now, no, unless they're just cooling their heels to see how the Democrats flush out, or whether a Republican says, Attorney General, it's a pretty nice job. You've got a four-year term and can be pretty high profile. Many of the last attorney generals have argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. Joe Kern has. Doug Gansler has. And if you're young enough, like many of the candidates are in this election, a stepping stone to higher office.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that a candidate had used even a campaign that he or she didn't have much likelihood of winning as advertisement. You know, you have to start somewhere, and maybe this is a place. And also, we should also mention that the filing deadline is not until February. So the Republicans have a chance to step up.
Well, four candidates for Democrats are members of the General Assembly. It should make it interesting to watch how these candidates act in their legislative roles during the 90-day General Assembly session, whether they introduce legislation or speak as candidates for Attorney General.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Steve Lash, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.